What's up, Atlanta? It's JoJo Alonzo, the baddest Boricua in the game.
And it's your big homie, Kodak. What's poppin'?
And you tune into the biggest and baddest night show in the A, the JoJo Big Homie Show. We got a special guest with us tonight. We got Lil Shorty Scott in the building. What's poppin'?
How you doing?
How you doing?
He's so shy.
Chill, yeah.
You shy? Why you shy?
I don't know. I be chillin'.
You be chilling. We see. You came in here, like I said, you was rocking a cardigan
hot,
in Atlanta.
Boy. You look hot.
You hot?
Nah, I'm used to it.
Nah, we got.
Well, you from Atlanta though?
Man, ain't nobody rocking no turtleneck.
He from here. He do what he want to do. Ain't that right?
Facts.
Okay. What? Period.
Can we get into what inspired that? First of all, what rocking a cardigan in Atlanta in the summer? Cause you're real committed. You committed to the song at this point.
Mm-hmm.
What inspired the song or just me wearing this right now?
Both. Both.
I ain't gonna lie. I named the song the day I dropped it. So.
Oh, so you were just rocking the cardigan?
Nah, I think I said it in the song. It was like a freestyle. Then that's how I named my song. I just listened to it, and whatever I think the catch is, I just named the song after that.
See, I understand, cause I did a freestyle yesterday and I named it after I rapped it. I understand. I ain't a rapper though.
Okay.
You said you was a rapper five minutes ago.
I be rapping. I'm not a rapper. It's a difference.
So what? Why are you rocking a cardigan in 90 degree weather?
Fashion. You just gotta deal with the stuff that come with the fashion.
Period. And he said,
like
he
what?
Said,
being hot and sweaty.
Don't worry about it. That's his fashion. There's people that be wearing stuff like that. Just because you ain't got no fashion, don't mean nothing.
I do got fashion.
You
not
don't.
Just for the
you
weather.
Don't. You
because
don't.
I can't be. I'm big. I'm already big. I can't be out here extra sweating.
That's facts. But your fashion, you can get it together. It's okay. We'll
put
you guys. We'll put you guys in tune with each.
I'm comfortable.
We'll get you guys in tune with each other. Okay. Okay. So I got a question. So with the track rocking a cardigan in Atlanta, can you make your voice how you do in the track?
I can. I'm just not gonna do it now.
Why?
It's like. I don't know. I'm not like the first. Like I'm not the first person who really had a high pitched voice like this.
But do you rap like that? Like, is that your style? Is that how you rap?
Yeah.
And so every song, that's how you rap. I think it's unique.
That was just it. Without like that was like my third song. So that was it. Like I was just recording myself.
What made you choose that specific voice though?
I didn't choose no voice. That's just how it just naturally did it.
You know, Doug will be making his voice different too. Like when he rap, he be having a
he's different
every time. Like he get on the track. Is that an Atlanta thing?
I'll talk like I ain't gonna tell.
No. You gotta. What happened?
But nah, his voice deep.
Yeah, his voice is deep.
His voice is deep.
But he don't rap like that though.
He does.
Oh, his voice, he raps with a high pitch.
You're messing up my concentration. I'm trying to think of a Thugger song right now.
Baby Keem, his voice deep.
Mm.
Most people look he voice deep.
A lot of people do have a rap voice. Cause you know, our people were like, when I first heard Trouble Talk for real, like his rap voice sounds completely different than how he talks. Like, and he has the regular voice that a lot of rappers wish they had. A lot of rappers wish they could talk like that.
It's a few rappers who got the voice that they talk with. It's only a few though.
Drake,
Snoop Dogg,
Luda.
Yeah,
Pop Smoke.
Yeah. Okay.
So you're really big on fashion, right? Mm-hmm. So what made you get into fashion? Were you always into fashion? Well, what side of Atlanta are you from?
South Fulton.
Okay. So were you always into fashion?
Yeah. I used to like formal clothing, like Tyler the Creator. I just love Travis Scott. I just rock with the formal. I rock regular stuff, but like when it gets into fashion, I rock with the formal side of it.
You went to Langston?
Nah, I ain't going to Langston. I went to Renaissance. Then I moved to Jonesboro. And then I went to my mom to drive me to Fed. I lived in Clayco.
Got you. Okay.
So... Okay, I just lost my train of thought because I was about to ask you another question.
You talking about fashion and...
But I went to Clifton-Dale and Renaissance, though. Then I left.
I'm not... Where's Renaissance? Where's Renaissance at?
It was Renaissance at first, K through 3, and then they changed it to Clifton-Dale.
Oh, okay, okay.
Okay.
My last year.
How old are you?
21.
Okay, so you're 21, 21. Younger
yeah.
than we are. So you're in a different generation. So who do you have any rappers that like inspired you, your style of rap or just your fashion or anything like that? Anybody that you was like, dang, like that's me. I'm not that you want to be like that, but that's me. Because there's some people that I see walking around or whatever, and I'm like, dang, like they dress like me and all this other stuff. Like, dang, let me tighten up a little bit.
Yeah.
Is there anybody?
Thug, Travis Scott, and that's really about it.
Is that just fashion or is that rapping as well?
Both.
Both? Yeah. Like style of rap?
Yeah.
Okay.
You not a Kanye fan?
I am.
He didn't say, we not saying fans, we just saying who inspired him.
I'm just saying, but Kanye inspires both of those people.
He do. Factuals.
Why you don't hate on Kanye?
Why you always say something about me hating on Kanye when he's my favorite artist?
I don't know. You be acting funny on Kanye, man.
No, I just be, you know, just be saying
top
what.
Top
two, not two.
We on one.
Facts.
My favorite rappers all time. Mm-hmm. This is, it changes. It's like 1A, 1B, 1C. Kanye, Andre, and M.
Okay.
That's crazy. But the first two are valid, though.
I rock with Eminem.
What?
No disrespect to him.
I've heard a lot of people say that.
I just didn't respect you.
No, nah, I love
he's
Eminem.
He's like, he likes, he watches anime.
I don't watch anime. I hate anime.
He's a huge, like DC, Marvel fan.
Yeah, I do like the superhero movies.
He does. Like, he's just one of those like skateboarder.
I don't, what are you talking about? He's just making stuff up. He's just saying things. I don't like any of it. Like anime. I hate anime.
Oh my gosh. I'm just saying. That's why he said that.
Eminem is hard.
Eminem is hard though. I like Eminem. He's one of my top two.
But I've heard a lot of rappers say that about Eminem. Like, you know, I've seen interviews with Detroit rappers like Sada Baby, and they give their top five of Detroit. And you know, Detroit's not a scene with the biggest national music scene.
And they don't put Eminem in
and
there.
And Eminem's not in it.
You think it's because he's white?
It's not even that. If a what's the dude name? Hobson. Y'all know Hobson?
Hobson, yeah.
Like, black people don't really like him like that, but it's not because he. It's just that rapping. They rap too fast. It's just hard to digest.
I feel like
Twista rap too fast. That's hard to digest.
Yeah, but Twista made it a sport. Like, he had the Guinness Book of World Records. Like, he wasn't playing around with it. He wasn't just doing it for people to listen to it. He was actually doing it. Like, he got breath control for all that.
No, that takes a lot.
Yeah, but I do. I feel what you're saying. But I feel like if you're a rapper, like, Jack Harlow's style works because it's him. Like, he can't, like, Jack Harlow can't be out trying to sound like another rapper that's famous because it wouldn't work for him.
Right.
You have to have your own sound. And people, I think a lot of artists get lazy with that. Like, oh, I'm a rap like such and such. Like, yeah. Especially new artists. Like, I've seen so many people online be like, oh, this the new Lil Baby. Bro, we got Lil Baby already.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you want to sound like?
Yeah, that's why I like your sound, because it's very unique.
It's very unique.
And it's distinctive, you know? So, like, when you hear, you know exactly who it is. So, we're going to talk about, you know, what you got coming up, but let's talk about this track, because we actually play it throughout our entire show.
A lot.
Yeah, we play it a lot.
Appreciate y'all.
Yeah, so how was it working with Offset?
It was smooth.
Did you guys link together, or did he send, like, how did that happen?
I went to L.A. and we did it in the studio.
So you played him the track and he was like, oh, yeah, I'm rocking with it, like.
They already knew about the track, and then.
Because you mentioned his wife.
Yeah. Don't care. I'm not the first one to mention it, so I'm just True. The more
she bad.
Notable one to mention
she
it.
She bad, you know. Hey.
She is bad now.
She's a good person.
Yeah. Good person. Way to go. I like that. Okay, so let us know. You guys are hilarious.
No,
that's
I'm just thinking.
Watch your words. Watch your words, man.
I'm thinking about that Kanye bar. He's like, Cardi, where your sister at? I need Henny now. Yeah.
Yeah, he went crazy though.
Yeah.
So let the people know, you know, what you got going on. Like, what you working on? You know, what can we expect?
A project that's way different than what it's not way different, because the first song, that was one of my first songs, so I was just, like, freestyling. And it sounds so high-pitched because it was no auto-tune, it was no nothing. So it was like, I ain't know about that shit. I was figuring it out.
You said it's, one of your first songs?
Yeah, one of my first songs, yeah. I was experimenting. And
that's big. Like, that's like going to the NFL and throwing for, like, 500 yards your first game.
Facts.
When did you start rapping?
In 20.
Pandemic?
Not pandemic.
Okay.
Like right before the pandemic. Like okay. Literally right before it happened. Like that, what?
2019?
Yeah, 2019 at the end of 2019.
Oh, okay.
Can you see yourself doing like any type of TikTok type songs? Damn. Whatever, because you know, like TikTok is another way for streaming.
Was Rockin' the Cardigan a TikTok song? Was that big on there?
I didn't know it was big until it was big.
Okay, that's like, usually how it goes. Like, yeah. People, like, you know, an artist, they'll make a song, and then next thing you know, it's going crazy, going viral on TikTok.
Yeah, a lot of people try
to go
force...
the other way too. Some people be like, let's make a TikTok song. I was just
about to say that. Like, a lot of people think they like,
which
people
is cool,
will, but you got to make it organic.
Right.
I feel like stuff like that has to be organic. The music has to come first because you've seen a lot of artists that will push the TikTok trend and that will be why the song is popular. Like, and it won't be the song that's popular. It's like maybe a 15-second part of the song that's popular.
It's like when I think of a TikTok song, I don't think TikTok people like TikTok songs. Like TikTok songs like people like making, like saying stuff to get people to dance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you can't force
like,
that.
That whole song, I wasn't rapping about nothing. Dancing.
Right.
I honestly didn't expect it. I didn't see what in the song like would make people, a lot of people want to make TikToks to it. Mm-hmm. I literally was just talking.
You know how the TikTok go?
Is there a routine to that?
Is it one?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't think so. No. I haven't seen it.
But the sound is on there. I don't think that they're actually doing a dance, but it's definitely on there. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So where can the people follow you on social media and where can they find your music? We all know that, you know, Rockin' a Cardigan in Atlanta, you can listen to that on iHeart's 105.3 to beat every Monday through Thursday, 7 p.m. to midnight, you know. I mean, it'd be on way more than that. But other than that, you know, what other ways can they, you know, find you on social media and access your music?
I got an Instagram at Shorty Scott, ShortyScott.
See, look, you almost didn't know how to spell your name. Kodak be like that, too. He be getting on here be like,
no,
follow me,
big
homie Kodak,
no,
B-I-G-O-M-I.
I messed your name up. I gotta go slow on your name.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a project coming out tomorrow. I done got in the lab with somebody, so.
Okay,
It's definitely.
You can't drop it, though, can you? You can't let us know who it is.
It's this producer named Fish. He do, like, they call him, like, a young Mike Dean. He did this project with Wheeling that went, like, they do like alternative rap, but like he understand how to like sounds and
like what you going for.
Yeah, so it's not like that high pitches. It just sound. It's auto tune on it now. I got auto tune now.
Okay.
It's like,
so no more Mickey Mouse voice.
Yeah, I guess that's what you want.
We like that.
Wait, no, why?
Nah, still that is just sound more official and complete.
Nah, you sounded official. You made
I like
you
that.
Made, that's the best part about
but
it. You
we'll
made
see.
It work for you.
No, yeah. But we'll see. You said it drops tomorrow, right?
Yeah, it drops tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, so we'll see.
Yeah. You always, you know, can experiment with new things, try to make yourself sound better, but you did knock it out of the park your first try with it.
Yeah, yeah. For sure. We rocking with Rockin' a Cardigan in Atlanta.
Appreciate it.
And who produced that?
My friend, three times made it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, we appreciate you coming and chilling with the homies.
For sure.
All right. Well, we got Lil Shorty Scott in the building. This is the JoJo and Big Homie Show, and we out.